All right, Friday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in Jesus' name. Be blessed for this entire three-day weekend for everybody. We'll be back on Monday, though. Not skipping Monday. The podcast will be live.
That's right.
On Monday on all platforms, so be ready. We're not taking a day off. But anyway, all the rest of you, enjoy a three-day weekend. Aaron and Nez, enjoy your one-day weekend. That's all just tomorrow. But Aaron's on a streak right now. He's worked about 10 straight days now in a row, so he hasn't had any days off with the ladies' conference and everything else. But anyway, let me say it to everybody in the chat. I got 7-Eleven Gasoline Hits Different is on. Itch and McGroin, McGroin Nation, has made their presence known. Ugly Stick is on. Dead Plan is on.
Ugly
God's Wrath for You is on. Sun Guns on. Kansas Law Dog is on. Hassle Free TV is on. Nude Lynn McGroin is on. BW Laver is on. Phil McCracken's is in. Jack and Daisy are on. Buckeye Nut 1968 is on. Bud Dave is on. Tammy L. Margaret is on. Neanderthal Soup is on. La Picket Fence is on. Jenny Malfeasy. Did I see somebody wishing her a happy birthday? If that's so, happy birthday, Jenny. Jeannie. I'm assuming it's Jeannie. I keep saying Jenny. Coco Dominky is on. R. Major 79 is on. Laura Jean Lynn is on. Ralpha 9821 is on. Will is on, even on his night off. Love you, brother. Bless you. Veronica 18201 is on. Steffa Toms is on. Love you guys. Let's hop right to this. I'm going to keep the show short tonight. It's Friday night. Try to keep it nice and short for everybody. Well, I'm guesstimating 10:06. Will won last night. It's just so you know, I'm not rigging it for the producers of the show. I'm not doing anything. I can't really pay attention to what's going on in the chat too much, except for maybe when videos are playing. So if you want to put in your time, you can. And you do not have to give to put your time in. Just don't let Aaron rope you into being a Rumble Ranner just to put your time in. But I'm already seeing it now. I won't remember it. Will's got me at 10:24. Law Dog's got me at 10:09. Got Mike Griffith at 10:19. Ugly Stick 10:19. Tim L. T-Bird 10. All right, we'll make it. Here the deal is, whoever wins it tonight, I can't remember who has them now. I can't even remember. I got 10:16 there with Mark, 10:69, 10:12, BW Laver.
Oh, all right, my goodness.
Yeah, there you go. So whoever wins it tonight, you may have to let us know you win it because it's going to stream way up the chat here.
Yeah.
If you win it tonight, we'll send you some sort of gear. You just have to give us somehow. Can they private message you, Aaron? Are they able to somehow, or just leave it on the chat?
Just leave it on the chat.
Okay. Yeah, we'll have to somehow find a way to get a hold of you. But anyway, we'll mail you some TLP gear. All right, let's hop right into this now. Now you know the title of the show tonight. Now we know why they hide her. Okay, that interview was a disaster.
Oh yeah.
An absolute 18-minute abomination. The fact that it was 18 minutes alone makes it an abomination. Why would you not schedule for an hour or two? If you're going to do a detailed interview with a Pravda correspondent, why wouldn't you do it for a long period of time?
Right.
So obviously I didn't watch it. We were here doing the podcast. All I've watched are clips of it. But I remember when we actually covered the debate, and I'll have to get with Aaron on that because I know the debate's coming up. We may have to do another live debate thing. So
heck yeah.
I'll go ahead and commit to that. We'll do the live debate thing again.
Yes.
It's tough to do those though, because I never know when to interrupt or not. But anyway, as bad as the debate was, you remember when we were watching the debate, whether you watched it on this podcast or another one, or you just watched it on network television, I was saying the whole time, and you were probably saying to yourself, because only a fool wouldn't notice, that this is a complete epic destruction of Joseph Robinette Biden. I mean, it was an absolute atrocity. This interview was as bad as that.
Yeah.
It really was as bad as that, because here's the problem. She is not brain injured. That's the problem. This right. woman is not brain injured.
Right.
So she either is very ill prepared or has a very low IQ. Which one is it? Because it's only one of those two. There is no C. You have to pick ill prepared, completely unprepared, out of her league, giving nonsensical answers to very clear questions. Nonsensical answers, absolute answers that were obfuscating answers to, again, answering a question that wasn't asked. Waltz does the exact same thing. Now, I'm not going to spend the whole podcast on this. We could, but I'm not going to spend an hour of the podcast on an 18-minute interview. But I do want to look at a couple of these things. Now, this first one just kind of starts off a little bit out in left field. Matt Wallace video. is Kamala Harris, let's all go ahead and we'll all come up with our own opinions. Is she using an earpiece here? I mean, we need to watch this. Is she actually using an earpiece? We know that Democrats have used earpieces before, and we're pretty much all sure that Joe Biden has regularly used earpieces. But not only is she probably using an earpiece, she's doing a one-on-one interview with the wife of a CIA operative who works for Joseph Robinette Biden. And not only does it appear that she's using an earpiece, she has notes on the table. Why would you need notes? I wouldn't need notes. I mean, listen, I'm not claiming to know everything. I don't. You know what I would say is I don't know the answer to that question, but I'll get back with you with a detailed email response.
Yeah.
That's what I would say. But all of these questions, any of these questions that Dana Bash asked, I can answer right now.
Yeah.
And I'm a retired cop pastor in Northport, Florida, and I can answer these questions, but Tim Pond and Kamala can't. I don't get it. So let's all, we'll come up with our own opinions on this. Is she using an earpiece? Play for me, Naz.
Not to get a deal done. We were in Doha. We have to get a deal done. This war must end.
In the meantime.
And we must get a deal that is about getting the hostages out. I've met with the families of the American hostages. Let's get the hostages out. Let's get the ceasefire done.
But no change of policy in terms of arms and
one. Did anybody, first of all, did you understand the answer to that question? You saw that elongated pause. That's what happens when Aaron's talking to me. Because I'm not used to this earpiece over here yet. Aaron forced me into using it. Now I'm addicted to it. But, so he forced me to use a wireless mic on the stage for the church. And now I'm addicted to it. But anyway, he works his agenda. But anyway, if someone's speaking in your ear while you're trying to talk,
yeah,
it causes you to pause.
Yep.
I'm totally used to Aaron like laughing and giving me little tidbits as I'm talking. But if you're not used to it and somebody's talking to you, like if Aaron started to try to tell me a detailed sort of message right now, like
yes,
this, whether it's several sentences, I'd have to pause. Just like she paused, if you notice, because she's trying to dictate what she's hearing through that earpiece.
Yep.
That's what I believe. That's just my opinion. But the other thing is, why do you need notes, which I've already covered, and what on earth was that answer? What we need to come to a deal? Well, tell us, okay, we all know we need to come to a deal in Gaza. We all know that. Now, what? We can all say that. A sixth grader can say that. A fourth grader can say that. A third grader could say that. What are the variables in your deal? What are the characteristics of your deal? What are the tenets of your deal? What are the prereqs of your deal? Tell us, how exactly you're going to come to a deal instead of, it's a deal, we all need to come to a deal. She just says it over and over again because the woman is completely incoherent and out of her element. She has no idea what she's talking about. Who are you going to get with? I mean, how are you going to work this deal specifically? Why aren't you naming specific land areas that they can come to a compromise over? Why aren't you talking about demilitarized zones? Why aren't you talking about very specific hostage negotiations about what it will take to get the American hostages, which Trump already believes are dead anyway? How are you going to get them released? What are you going to give? What are you going to get? But the woman can't do it. She is completely unqualified to be the president of the United States. And listen, I wouldn't say that about every Democrat.
Yeah.
I don't believe any Democrat should be the president of the United States because they're demonic. But there's some people that are actually intellectually qualified to be the president of the United States. They're intellectually qualified to do it.
Yeah.
Now, you know, who are, as much as I hate to say it, Gavin Newsom is intellectually qualified to be the president. He's an idiot. He's a communist. He is evil and he's a bold-faced liar. But you think that would have been his answer? We need to come to an agreement. And we need to come to an agreement. And by the way, we need to come to an agreement about an agreement. That's all she said the entire time. There's never any specifics whatsoever. Go, Aaron.
It's like when she was talking about Russia invading Ukraine. She goes, Russia is a country.
It's a country. It's bigger.
And Ukraine is a country.
Another country. And Russia is bigger than Ukraine. And Russia invaded. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kamala. Can you tell us why? Do you know about Donetsk and Luhansk? Do you know that at all? Do you have any idea about the breakout promises?
Too deep.
You know that Crimea requested Russia to come in and invade them? They wanted to be annexed. And did you know that Donetsk and Luhansk, the two breakout districts that Russia has conquered, wanted Russia to come in because they are Russian speaking and are habitually harassed by the Azov battalion of Volodymyr Zelensky? You know any of that at all? you stupid idiot. And you Democrats, they vote for this crap, this giant pile of human feces. Man, I miss cussing right now. So here's the next one for you. Gary D video. No one believes. So let's look at Kamala's. We'll run these right, these two right in a row, guys, Gary D and Mays. So these are Gary D video running right into a Mays Moore video. This is Kamala Harris on fracking. Now, what really is the number one swing state with the most electoral votes? All of that is really Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. Giant population. Everybody needs to win Pennsylvania. Now, we have some other paths. If we win Virginia, it's over. If we win Arizona and Virginia, it's over. If we win New Mexico and Virginia, it's over. If we win Arizona and New Mexico, it's over. Yeah. But I'm just saying, everybody is shooting for Pennsylvania. Now, one of the primary sources of income in the state of Pennsylvania, both on an industrial level and on an individual level, is fracking for fossil fuels, fracking for oil.
Yep.
Which she was completely and totally against until she runs for president. That sort of thing is disgusting. Now, here's the thing. We will talk about Trump. Trump hasn't changed. He hasn't changed at all. He said, and he has, as much as I don't like his, a certain portion of his abortion stance, certainly love it going back to the states and Roe v. Wade being overturned, because that saved hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of babies' lives already. So I do like that. I always knew Trump was a Bush-style, he had a Bush-style abortion stance. I already knew that. So I voted for it, you know, and so I know where he stands, because that's somebody who actually has a rudder, actually has a principle. They're not prostitutes for a party or for some sort of leftist ideology or agenda. Kamala will say anything to be elected. Just like our church pastors will say anything for people not to leave their churches.
Yep.
So there are people who, I've said this a million times, whatever they need to say to gain power, and this is both in left and right circles at different times. You know, because I'll criticize Trump on this podcast. I'm voting for Trump, voting down ballot Republican. I have voted for Trump in 16, 20, and 20, and I will in 2024. And I'm voting early. As soon as voting opens in the state of Florida, I'm getting my vote on the record and tracking my vote.
Yep.
On the record. And you should do the same thing. If you're waiting, well, it's a Republican standard to vote day of, you're crazy. Because they're going to pull something day of.
Yep.
Printers aren't going to work. Voting machines aren't going to work. The voting machines that aren't hooked up to the internet, there'll be an internet collapse and they won't work.
Exactly.
So you need to vote. But at least we know where we stand. There's no constant vacillating back and forth. She's against the wall, now wants to put hundreds of millions of dollars into a wall. She was against fracking, and now she's for fracking. She went specifically to Congress to advocate for taxing tips.
Yes.
And I'm talking about, this is 2022, advocating for taxing tips. Remember when she wanted to, and they have financed the hiring of 87,000 IRS agents? Mm-hmm. That's to go after tips. That's generalized. But there was a certain part of that legislation that targeted tips.
Yeah.
And she even came out and said it.
Yep.
And now suddenly she doesn't want to tax tips because she is a whore. She's a prostitute. And I'm not saying that because she's female. I don't even care. Female, male, they call me whatever they want. I don't care. You can call me xenophobic, homophobic, male chauvinist, whatever they want to call me. I don't care because I call plenty of people whores. Plenty of people. If you are one, you are one. Whore's going to whore. Prostitute's going to prostitute. Pimp going to pimp. Training days. Denzel Washington right there. So Gary D video. No one believes a thing Kamala's saying. Play for me.
Policy issues. Energy is a big one. When you were in Congress, you supported the Green New Deal. And in 2019, you said, quote, there is no question I'm in favor of banning fracking. Fracking, as you know, is a pretty big issue, particularly in your must-win state of Pennsylvania.
Sure.
Do you still want to ban fracking?
No, and I made that clear on the debate stage in 2020, that I would not ban fracking. As vice president, I did not ban fracking. As president, I will not ban fracking.
In 2019, I believe, in a town hall, you said you were asked, would you commit to implementing a federal ban on fracking on your first day in office? And you said, there's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking. So, yes. So it changed in that campaign?
In 2020, I made very clear where I stand. We are in 2024, and I've not changed that position, nor will I going forward. I kept my word, and I will keep my word.
What made you change that position at the time?
Well, let's be clear. My values have not changed. I believe it is very important that we take seriously what we must do to guard against what is a clear crisis in terms of the climate. And to do that, we can do what we have accomplished thus far. The Inflation Reduction Act, what we have done to invest, by my calculation, over probably $1 trillion over the next 10 years, investing in a clean energy economy, what we've already done, creating over 300,000 new clean energy jobs. That tells me, from my experience as vice president, we can do it without banning fracking. In fact, Dana, I cast the tie-breaking vote that actually increased leases for fracking as vice president. So I'm very clear about there's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking. You know, we have to just acknowledge that the residual impact of fracking is enormous in terms of the impact on the health and safety of communities. I think about this issue through the lens of my baby nieces, who are 1.5 and 3 years old. And when I look at those babies and I think about what the world will be like in 20 years if we don't act, I'm really afraid. And as it relates to those Republicans in Congress, where I've now been for 2.5 years, every one of those members needs to look at the babies, the grandbabies in their life, and then look in the mirror and ask themselves, why have they failed to act?
And in 2019, you said, quote, there is no question I'm in favor of banning fracking. Fracking, as you know, is a pretty big issue, particularly in your must-win state of Pennsylvania.
Sure.
Do you still want to ban fracking?
No, and I made that clear on the debate stage in 2020, that I would not ban fracking. As vice president, I did not ban fracking. As president, I will not ban fracking.
All right, so she says that her values have not changed, but here the problem is her values have changed on the wall, tax on tips, and fracking. All of them. They've changed in all three areas. Her values have changed. But she says they haven't changed. Now, I just have to quote her here. Aaron laughed and actually caught my attention, because a lot of times I'm zoning out so I don't become dumber as I listen to her. So I just kind of zone out because I've already watched these videos. I don't need to watch them. I don't need to program my own brain to think like Kamala. So, but what did she say here? We can do what we've accomplished so far. Does everybody understand the grammatical problems with that sentence? You are a law school graduate, a former DA, a former AG, a former senator, current vice president of the United States, and acting president of the United States, and you put out a sentence that we can do what we've accomplished so far. How does that make any sense at all? If you've accomplished it, you wouldn't need to do it. I mean, it's just these people are. Why, again, this just draws me back to my original argument. And why we actually probably founded this podcast, why we started this podcast. Why would anybody listen to these people?
Yeah.
Why would a Christian pastor ever listen to these people? Ever. Right now we are being nationally broadcast on the Christian television network. Not local only. National and local right now. And I'm saying to any pastors watching this, why would you ever obey a person? Why would you ever listen to the dictates or the suggestions or the commands of a person who uses a sentence like, we can do what we've accomplished so far? And that idiot tells you to put a mask on and you do it. Lock your church down and you do it. Stand 6 feet apart and you do it. Have Zoom services for a year and you do it. And they tell you to lock down again for Delta and you do it. And I know local churches here, right where we are sitting in Free Florida, who did it. Go, Aaron.
Just for 2 weeks. We're just going to do it for 2 weeks.
Just 2 weeks. It'll be okay. 2 weeks. 15 days to flatten the curve. Yeah. Four and a half years later. And then she says that everybody, because she's talking about, remember, she said this 2019, that fracking is an existential threat to your life. When she thinks of the importance of banning fracking, which, by the way, let's all add it up, shall we? Naz, you can add it up. Aaron, you can add it up. I'll add it up. How many people do you know who have died of fracking?
Zero.
And she's saying, oh, well, she's talking about climate change. Okay, well, let's add it up again. How many people do you know that have died of climate change?
Zero.
Zero. Okay, so we got all that. So, but for some reason, we need to think of this under the lens of our babies. Because what's the world going to be like in 20 years? It's exactly the same, if not cooler, because we've been cooling now for 50 years. So why in the world do we need to worry about producing fossil fuels at all? But she says you need to think of, and think about this. Democrats always throw down children. You mean the ones who survive your abortion mills? Now you care about them? Yeah. You don't care about them in the womb. But now you care about them? So that you care about them so much after they're born, but zero before they're born? That's what she says. So here's the thing. If you really thought that, you're somebody who, it's so important to you because you look at it through the lens of your children, then why have you reversed yourself? Why would that change?
Right.
I can tell you right now that what was a threat to all of us 5 years ago is still a threat today.
Yeah. Democrats.
I mean, yeah, exactly. The Democratic Party and globalists. Yeah, I mean, they're the same threats. So I haven't changed my opinion about what was a threat, but suddenly fracking's no longer this existential threat that's going to kill all your kids. And think about how pathetic you would be if you thought that it was and then you still reverse your position.
Yeah, that's worse.
And what, I mean, what a prostitute. What a prostitute. All right, breaking 9/11 video. CNN, you said that you care. Here we go. Here comes Tim Pond's time. Said that, you know, listen, watch him obfuscate the question. He doesn't ever answer the question. He is asked specifically, you said, and we can play the video, you said that you carried weapons in war, not weapons of war. You said that you carried, remember this was when he was doing an anti-Second Amendment speech where he was talking about, I don't want other people carrying the weapons that I carried in warfare, that I carried in warfare. That is a direct quote. He's asked, even Dana Bash decides to ask a, finally ask an actual pertinent question, a meaningful question, instead of the Nerf balls that she was lobbing for basically the entire interview. But so she asked him a legitimate question. Watch Tim Pond obfuscate the answer. Play for me, Ness.
The country is just starting to get to know you. I want to ask you a question about how you've described your service in the National Guard. You said that you carried weapons in war, but you have never deployed actually in a war zone. A campaign official said that you misspoke. Did you?
Well, first of all, I'm incredibly proud. I've done 24 years of wearing the uniform of this country. Equally proud of my service in a public school classroom, whether it's Congress or the governor. My record speaks for itself, but I think people are coming to get to know me. I speak like they do. I speak candidly. I wear my emotions on my sleeves, and I speak especially passionately about our children being shot in schools and around guns. So I think people know me. They know who I am. They know where my heart is. And again, my record has been out there for over 40 years to speak for itself.
And the idea that you said that you were in war,
yeah.
Did you misspeak, as the campaign has said?
Yeah, I said we were talking about, in this case, this was after a school shooting, the ideas of carrying these weapons of war. And my wife, the English teacher, told me my grammar's not always correct. But again, if it's not this, it's an attack on my children for showing love for me, or it's an attack on my dog. I'm not going to do that. And the one thing I'll never do is I'll never demean another member's service in any way. I never have, and I never will.
Nobody has demeaned your service, Tim Pond. Nobody has. Nobody has demeaned your service at all. We are talking about you lying about your service. And automatically, when he's asked by Dana Bash, you said that you carried weapons of war when you are never deployed to a war zone. That has nothing to do with your service. Me attacking your service would be National Guard sucks. What were you doing in Italy? I mean, all you ever did was go to Italy. Problem with him being in Italy is that he was claiming that he was at Bagram Air Force Base at the time he was stationed in Italy.
True.
That's the problem. Nobody's attacking Tim Pond's service. They're attacking his lies about his service. I was standing on the tarmac in Bagram watching American bodies be loaded up. Well, that's an absolute fabrication. At that time, he was stationed in Italy. That's it. He's just bold-faced lying, absolute bold-faced lying. Answer the question. And he never actually did. He said that his grammar was bad. That's not a grammatical problem. Grammatical problem is we can do what we've accomplished so far. That's the grammatical problem. That was spoken by his goofy predecessor sitting to his left. And by the way, why on earth is CNN have that showing as live? Liars? Pravda Media liars? Wasn't live. It was recorded And the Harris-Waltz campaign refused to release the transcripts of it. Why would you want? I'll release the transcripts of everything I do. Why won't they? Everyone practicing evil hates light does not come to light, lest their deeds be exposed. That's why. All right, YouTube video. Here's another, not one thing that these people say is true. So Waltz has said for years that there was a reason why he got himself involved in politics. YouTube video. Waltz fabricated key details. It's just like Joe Biden. The reason why I got in is because Trump said there was good people on both sides. That was never said. Never said. Waltz fabricated key details of political origin story involving George W. Bush rally record show. Minnesota Governor Tim Waltz made up major aspects, like he was a command sergeant major, made up, like he carried weapons in warfare, made up, like he was in like he was ever deployed to any war zone, made up, like he was at Bagram, made up. Minnesota Governor Tim Waltz made up major aspects of the so-called origin story of his political career. Play for me, Ness. Now, if you guys can, go back to that original, the original pic from the start of that video, which shows him holding, that's it, perfect, right there. Now, Tim Pond says that while he was holding the sign, he was politically uninterested. He said he only became politically interested after this occurred. Right. See the lies? Enduring Freedom, Veterans for Kerry. It's a bold-faced lie because he said that he only got politically active after he was snubbed at a George W. Bush rally who was running against Kerry. He was already campaigning for Kerry.
Yeah.
Right here. There it is. The guy said, I mean, you're like, Tom, how can anybody lie like that? They have no problem lying like that. Absolutely no problem. They will lie and lie and lie because nobody will hold them accountable outside of right-wing media. The left-wing, the mainstream media, no problem whatsoever. The great thing is that you and I gain more and more and more power every day to expose this stuff. We never would have known it before. Biden learned his lesson with Charlottesville, although he didn't learn his lesson because he keeps saying it. But every time he does, he actually looks stupid now.
Yeah.
So Tim Pond said, at the moment that he was holding this sign, he was basically politically neutral. He was good, and he actually tried to get into a George W. Bush rally, but was snubbed. He and two students tried to get in, but they were snubbed. The only problem is, records show that those two students were never his students.
Oops.
Or weren't students at that time. So the timeline does not match up. So just another bold-faced lie. It's just like Joe Biden said that he was arrested on the floor of the Senate, that he was arrested with Mandela. That he was arrested in civil rights march, or that he participated in civil rights marches. All lies. Just bold-faced lies. You're like, Tom, this is going to be, they're going to catch up with him. Yeah, they're going to catch up. But only half of the media actually reports it. All right, let's go to the next thing here. Colin Rugg video, recap of Kamala Harris's interview with CNN's Dana Bash. Play for me.
During the Biden-Harris administration, there were record numbers of illegal border crossings. Why did the Biden-Harris administration wait 3.5 years to implement sweeping asylum restrictions?
A bill was crafted, which we supported, which I support, and Donald Trump got word of this bill that would have contributed to securing our border, and because he believes that it would not have helped him politically, he told his folks in Congress, don't put it forward. He killed the bill.
Energy is a big one. When you were in Congress, you supported the Green New Deal.
And in 2019, you said, quote, there is no question I'm in favor of banning fracking. Fracking, as you know, is a pretty big issue, sure, particularly in your must-win state of Pennsylvania.
Sure.
Do you still want to ban fracking?
No. As president, I will not ban fracking.
You said that you carried weapons in war, but you have never deployed, actually, in a war zone. A campaign official said that you misspoke. Did you?
Well, first of all, I'm incredibly proud. I've done 24 years of wearing the uniform of this country. Equally proud of my service in a public school classroom.
New way forward and turn the page on the last decade of what I believe has been contrary to where the spirit of our country really lies.
But the last decade, of course, the last 3.5 years has been part of your administration.
I'm talking about an era that started about a decade ago.
You have been vice president for 3.5 years.
Yeah.
The steps that you're talking about now, why haven't you done them already?
Well, first of all, we had to recover as an economy, and we have done that. I'm very proud of the work that we have done that has brought inflation down to less than 3%.
You were a very staunch defender of President Biden's capacity to serve another 4 years. Right after the debate, you insisted that President Biden is extraordinarily strong. Given where we are now, do you have any regrets about what you told the American people?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Excellent observation by Nasir. We're watching this video. Where's the campaign of joy? Look at her facial expressions. Now, we know she probably hasn't had enough drinks yet today, but or snorted enough cocaine. But, I mean, she doesn't have a smile on her face. She looks like she's thoroughly depressed. I mean, thoroughly depressed. Where, and then Aaron said she is under strict orders. Make sure you do not cackle. She made sure that she not only didn't cackle, but she didn't smile. So looking at this now, election year. Look at, I mean,
that's our cover
for
tonight.
New cover. Or is that the same one?
Yeah, that's for tonight.
The one?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, look at that. That's her look for the entire. What happened to the campaign of joy right out of Nazism? Remember that one? Strength and joy. So the election year politics. Now, she's taught there. She's asked by Dana Bash, why is it that it took you 3.5 years to address the border problem that you caused? Remember, they reversed Trump. They 91 executive orders of Donald Trump were reversed on day one of the Biden administration. 91 EOs erased from existence on day one of the Biden administration, which then caused the flood of the border that Joe Biden called for. He said, rush to the border, swarm to the border. And then it took them 3.5 years to address the problem that they caused, because they really don't want to address the problem, but it's an election year. So now they're going to act like they're going to do address the problem. And they find an acolyte. They find a hand puppet with James Lankford out of Oklahoma, a rhino Republican who will get together with Chuck Schumer and Akeem Jeffries and draft the border security bill. Now, mind, for 3.5 years, 3.5 years. Now, remember, this all came out in what, March, April of this year. So almost 3.5 years, they didn't do a daggum thing to address the problem that they caused, because if you're causing a problem, then why would you want to fix it?
Right.
So they didn't do a thing for 3.5 years. And then suddenly in an election year, they want to slow the tide of illegal immigrants at the border by only allowing 5,000 a day through, which again, and I don't want to go deep into this, but it's not 5,000 a day. It's 5,000 that they count a day while they still allow in 15,000 a day. And the 5,000 are only the first 5,000 before they even get to Venezuelans, Costa Ricans, Russian, Romanians, Chinese, Eastern Europeans, and everybody else from everywhere else, the first 5,000. So you have to count 5,000 Canadians or Mexicans before you count anybody else. That's when it counts. Because the 5,000 that are allowed in per day, there is Mexican and Canadians. Mm-hmm. Until then, the count doesn't even start. So you can have 27,000 Venezuelan Trend Agua gang members walk through, and that's not counted towards the 5,000. The clock for 5,000 only starts after 5,000 Mexicans and Canadians have entered through. That's how it works. Until then, it doesn't even count. So they can have as many as you want of all the nationalities, and Joe Biden could change the rules at any time they want. James Lankford still goes on to shows like Neil Cavuto, these limp-wristed rhino Republican shows. He goes on there, still touts this bill. He knows full well it is a globalist compromise to the globalist, disgusting, socialist, demonic left. And there's James Lankford still evangelizing this horrible border security bill. Listen, if Chuck Schumer agrees with it, it ain't good.
Yeah.
It's not good. It means it's a wide open border. And in there, in the border bill, there are very specific stipulations that Joe Biden doesn't have to abide by it. So what's the point? And by the way, you don't need a bill to close the border. She could close it right now.
Yep.
You have the sitting president of the United States being interviewed, an 18-minute interview with notes and probably an earpiece. You have her, the sitting president, vice president of the United States, and really probably president of the United States right now, doing an interview, talking about, well, we wanted to secure the border, but Donald Trump wouldn't let me. You're the president or vice president of the United States. You could close the border right now by saying this. Ready? Close the border. It's closed.
Yep.
There's no need to do anything. It's not like we have to have a bill in the state of Florida that outlaws murder. It's already outlawed. It's already supposed to be a closed border. We already have the right to close our own border. I don't need to get Aaron's permission to drive my car home tonight. Makes absolutely zero sense. So in an election year, suddenly she wants to close the border. Suddenly she doesn't want to tax tips. Suddenly she doesn't want any more fracking. And suddenly she wants to build a wall. What a prostitute. Standing on the street corner of politics. All right, George tweet. Good news here. A federal judge just issued a nationwide order blocking the Kamala Biden regime. Why wasn't this asked by Dana Bash in the 18-minute interview? Kamala Biden regime from forcing taxpayer-funded hospitals to conduct transgender surgeries. The judge modified his previous order from only applying to a few states to applying nationwide. For the reasons explained above, a 705 stay should apply nationwide, but only to the portions of the final rule challenged here. Accordingly, the court modifies its previous order. Attorney Generals Ken Paxton, and Austin Knutson of Texas and Montana. So we have a new name in our hero category. We have Andrew Bailey out of Missouri, Ken Paxton out of Texas, and now Austin Knutson out of Montana that are challenging the Biden administration so that any hospital, which, by the way, most hospitals receive some measure of federal funds. Mm-hmm. So that's how, again, they leverage you into a one world commerce system. They leverage you into their specified, demanded behavior. Because if you don't do what we want you to do, you don't get the money. That's the purpose behind ESG, CRT, DEI, everything. They don't care about equity. They don't care about the climate. They don't care about any of it. They just are trying to find a way to control humanity. So if they say, you know what, if you don't perform, if you don't lop off the penises, testicles, and breasts of 14-year-old children, you'll get no government funds. And that just got reversed by a federal judge. This will probably end up in the Supreme Court, where we will probably win, because even the centrist, right-leaning Amy Coney Barrett, Brett Kavanaugh would still probably vote in favor of not forcing hospitals to lop off penises and testicles. Just saying. I mean, so this is another big, big win. Let's go to this one. Jack Posobiec video. Breaking: Gold Star family member confirms Biden and Kamala were invited to Arlington Memorial Service, but never returned their calls. Play for me.
I don't know that any of us can ever repay, but it can certainly be respected. And the fact is that we invited, you know, the current administration to Arlington, and we never hear back from them. Every time we've had interaction with President Trump, it's at the invitation of both parties, and we don't get a response from one party. So we just want our loved ones honored and respected, and we want this not to happen again. And to ignore these heroes that died just cements that it's going to happen again. You have to problem solve and find out what went wrong and how to fix it. And President Trump is going to help us do that.
Just imagine if you had your child killed. And I know I've said this a dozen times, But the 13 members of our military that were killed at the Abbey Gate uselessly, and believe me, I could go on a 30-minute dissertation about this thing, and I'm fighting against my own will not to do it. But, because unlike Kamala, I know every detail about the Abbey Gate.
Yeah.
I know all the details of it, and they're all in my head right now, and I'm forcing myself not to talk about it. But if you were a family member, and this was somebody's daughter-in-law, and you have your family member died at the Abbey Gate, was killed at the Abbey Gate uselessly by complete mal and misfeasance of the military and those in charge at the time. CENTCOM Commander Milley, Mark White Rage Milley, CENTCOM Commander McKenzie, Lloyd Austin, Kamala Harris, and Joe Biden, and they were killed uselessly. And then you are trying to invite them to come and memorialize your dead child. Average age of death was 21 of the 13. 21. So there's as young as 18 and as old really as 24. Average age, 21. So your 19, 18-year-old son or daughter was killed at the Abbey Gate. And you do a simple invite to memorialize them at the Arlington National Cemetery. And not only do they not come, they don't even answer your freaking phone call. Imagine that. Imagine being these people.
Crazy.
Absolutely insane and completely just dishonoring. I mean, it's almost like to the level of blasphemous. It's absolutely disgusting that Kamala Harris will not answer the phone calls of the people who had their children killed at the Abbey Gate with the average age of 21. Won't even answer their calls. You could at least maybe send them a text reply. I'm too busy. But to just disregard these people is absolutely disgusting. All right, let's go to the next one. Laura Loomer tweet. I could spend all day on the Abbey Gate. I have to watch it every time. It's like the border security bill. That's an hour-long rant.
True.
Abbey Gate, hour-long rant. Vaccines, hour-long rant.
Two hours.
I got a vaccines, two-hour-long rant. There's like black holes I can't get out of. All right, Laura Loomer tweet. Now, sit back and watch the same Democrats who demonized RFK Jr. last week try to spin this. Well, it turns out that Jeff Waltz, the brother of Democrat Vice President candidate Tim Waltz, sent money to the Trump campaign in 2016. And wrote as late as March 30th, 2023, we've just become the Rural Banana Republic. That's Tim. At least Tim Waltz has some sense in his family. Now, hopefully Jeffrey holds on and he doesn't put out some sort of piece. Put out some sort of spin piece. Doesn't put out some sort of attrition piece.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I've decided to come and fail. You know, I've decided now that, you know, the values of America and our democracy that Tim Waltz will gladly destroy.
We need
unity.
And
is in the process of destroying. Yeah, we need unity at these times to come against. We as the defenders of democracy need to come together to destroy the president that is democracy, Donald J. Trump, and vote in the totalitarian dictatorship that has labeled themselves a democracy.
Yes.
All right, let's go to the next one. Leading report video. This is RFK's VP pick, Nicole Shanahan. She released, this is awesome. Awesome. Aaron sent me this last night. Leading report video, breaking RFK's VP pick, Nicole Shanahan releases a Trump derangement syndrome ad. Play for me, Naz.
Are you or your loved ones suffering from illnesses such as TDS, also known as Trump derangement syndrome? Do you dismiss or deny the current issues facing our country, such as historic inflation, illegal immigration, corporate corruption, World War III escalations, and the chronic disease epidemic? Are you willing to elect someone who was the least popular vice president in modern history, and who offers no policy or vision for America simply because your brain keeps telling you anyone but Trump? If so, you might be struggling from TDS. Introducing Independence. Independence allows you the freedom to finally think independently once again. Instead of believing everything you hear from the mainstream media, independence allows for constructive critical thinking.
I used to hear people on the news say things like,
Donald Trump and the movement he has encouraged are a threat to democracy.
And I instantly believed it. With independence, I now realize the media is run by the Democrat elite, who are a corrupt oligarchy that censors free speech, silences political opponents, supports forever wars, and abandons democracy by anointing its candidates.
Independence may not be for everyone. If you enjoy being lied to about your president's cognitive abilities, support Orwellian totalitarianism, or are excited about communist fiscal policy, independence may not be right for you. Common side effects of independence may include an awakening of rational thought, successfully identifying propaganda, freedom of choice, loss of hatred, anti-narcissistic behavior, and love of democracy.
I used to blindly hate whoever my party was running against. I didn't care about facts or policy because I was hopelessly indoctrinated. With independence, I'm much more interested in policies that uphold democracy, and I truly care about the health of our country and its citizens.
Ask your doctor if independence is right for you, and enjoy your freedoms once again.
Guess we all need to take a giant dose of independence. Awesome, awesome video. And this is from RFK Jr.'s VP pick, who is known to be very liberal. And according to what Aaron's heard, and I'll tell you some of the stuff that I've heard, is that she was a big part in pushing RFK to go join Trump. And rumor has it, even RFK Jr.'s wife, who is notoriously a Trump hater, pushed him towards Trump also. Well, I mean, after your party, which says that they stand for democracy, tries to ban you off of ballots, then I guess you might start to think, you know what? Maybe I needed to take a little independence.
Yeah.
If you believe in a party that calls themselves the defenders of democracy, that try to ban you off of ballots, that try to ban their political opponents off of ballots, who try to persecute via prosecution their political opponents, and try to ban, go meet, have their operatives meet with social media personnel to ban people's posts, and you don't believe in free speech, you might be thinking, you know what, maybe I need to hook up with the people that still believe in freedom. Because here's the thing. You and I would never take anybody's right away to say they're for abortion. But they will take our right away to discuss abortion. Not only do they want to butcher the unborn, they want to take away our right to even discuss it. And I've got a little free speech section I'm going to try to get to before we head out tonight. But what did I predict? 10:06, right? 10:06, so I still got 11 minutes.
I think so.
Aaron thought laughing at it because he doesn't think I'll make it. I'm very set to try to stop at 10:06, but I don't know. Anyway, all right, Aaron's very skeptical. All right, George video, watch a deranged Democrat. See if, oh, you can just side by side this one, guys. So here it is, deranged Democrat tried to breach the security at Trump rally in Johnston, Pennsylvania. Huge, packed out rally in Johnston. Huge line all around the block. When does this ever happen? When do Republicans ever do this? I mean, allegedly, they always say that we are the threat of violence. When do we ever commit acts of violence? I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
I'm dead to the wall serious right now. I'm looking at the bottom of the chat, so I'm watching everything. I just saw S. Clark 1968 put turn the clock off. Okay, so I got it. So I'm watching what you're saying. When have we? I mean, I'm honestly asking. When do we ever behave like this? When does a right winger ever behave like this? They'll say 1-6. But in my opinion, of course, that was a federally induced insurrection. That wasn't an insurrection. But even, you know, if you look at the actual videos, they're all calm. We played it for the pregame music yesterday, the day before, the real insurrection of alleged right wingers just standing and strolling through the Capitol, was talking to Capitol Police. When did we ever act like this? I'm just curious. I mean, a left winger just shot President Trump in the head and killed Corey Comparator. When do we ever act like this? I'm just curious because we're always accused of it,
yeah.
But we never actually do it. We don't slaughter the unborn. They do. They do mass lootings and mass invasions of homes and of businesses. They do that. We don't. BLM does it. We don't. Antifa does it. We don't. Where do we ever do it? I'm just curious. When do we ever act like this? When do you ever see a right winger do this at a Kamala rally? The only people that do this at Kamala rally are the left wingers. Who are queers from Palestine.
Yep, exactly.
They're the only ones that behave like this at Kamala rallies. The people that are behaving like this at Trump rallies are left-wingers. We don't do it. We are falsely accused. We are innocent and falsely accused endlessly by the left and by their Goebbels media. All right, let's go to the next one. Just want to show you what's really happening around the United States. This is actually from Breitbart. Illegal MS-13 gang member freed into the U.S. by the Biden-Harris DHS, Alejandro Mayorkas, got 70 years in prison for murdering Kayla Hamilton. So he got 70 years, but you know what? You know what we would have right now? If it wasn't for Biden, Harris, and Mayorkas, this little girl would still be alive. Simple as that. Life is actually very, very simple. All right, let's go to the next one. Now, we covered this in detail last night. Aurora, Colorado. You can look at the date on that. It's August 30th, 2024. So is that today or
that's
yesterday?
That's today.
That's today.
Yeah.
So it's early morning hours of today, like 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. Oh, it says it right there. Yep, 1:47 in the morning. So I'll show you the video in a minute. Here's a truck being shot up in Aurora, Colorado. Aurora, Colorado has been taken over. It's another, what did they call those zones like in
Chaz Chop?
Yeah, like Chaz Chop, the Chaz zones, the autonomous zones.
Yep.
Remember those things that were popping up, of course, under Democratic Party rule in Democratic Party cities? we don't do that.
Right.
We're the ones with all the guns, and we don't do it.
Weird.
I mean, we got all the guns. I mean, I have got, I don't know how many thousands of rounds of ammunition, and I'm a very peaceful man. I yell and scream a lot, but I'm a peaceful guy. But Aurora, Colorado is a war zone. It's been taken over by Tren de Agua. It's been taken over. And nobody's doing a thing about it. Governor Paulus, the governor of, I think it's Jared Paulus. I got his name written somewhere. Yeah, I don't have his first name. But governor, I think it's Jared Paulus. But anyway, of Colorado, doing nothing. He actually calls this a figment of everybody's imagination. That there's nothing wrong.
Did
I get it?
You were right.
It's Jared Paulus?
Yep.
Okay, good. He's actually saying this is a figment of people's imagination. I'll show you the video in a second.
Okay.
So this video that I'm about to show you is a figment of everybody's imagination. The man's doing nothing. A city. You have roaming gangs of Tren de Agua gang members roaming from house to house. We played it last night, fully armored. I'm talking about not armored, fully armed.
Yeah.
With automatic weapons, semi-automatic weapons, going from apartment to apartment. And these are not, and of course, this is an excellent point that was brought up by Alex Jones that I've got to tell you. This is not even in a slum, but even if it was a slum, it shouldn't be happening, of course. But these, you have Tren de Agua members going door to door, collecting rent and kicking people out. This, I mean, where are the police? Where's the National Guard?
Right.
Where's the state police? Alex Jones brought up this point. I was listening to him last night. And he said, what if I did that? What would happen? What if Aaron, Naz, and I decided we're going to go tonight, we've all got lots of guns, and we decide that we are going to go door to door? I mean, you're like, well, it's free Florida. Okay, you know what? We're going to get on an early morning red eye, and we're flying to Aurora.
Yeah.
If Aaron and Naz and I went door to door with our semi-automatic weapons, we would all be shot dead. Why are they not shot dead?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, again, credit Alex Jones for this entire argument, because some reason I didn't even think of this last night. Imagine if you and I did that, the cops would be there in 30 seconds and we would all be perped walked. And if we didn't comply, we'd be shot freaking dead. But if you're Tren de Agua, you have a special classification of being in a, you're allowed to be lawless, a special lawlessness classification. You can do whatever you want. Why are they not shot dead? There's video of it. We have the suspects. They're not even wearing masks half the time.
No.
So here's last night's video, Libs of TikTok video, received this from a follower in Aurora. Play it for me. So do you hear this? Listen to that. This is in an American city. Keep on looping it right back to the beginning, guys, if you can. And just don't worry about me. I'll scream over it. I mean, this is in an American city. It's an American. This is happening right now. And Governor Jared Paulus is doing nothing. Biden is doing nothing. Harris is doing nothing. Mayorkas is doing nothing. Lloyd Austin is doing nothing. This is automatic weapons fire in a neighborhood controlled by Tren de Agua that has been taken over by a Venezuelan prison gang. And they're doing nothing. All right, go to the next one for me now. It's just that pick of the... This was that little truck that was sitting behind it. That's some rounds of ammo right there, baby. Putting holes that side. And those are side shots. Those are 5.56 rounds or 2.23 rounds right there.
Yeah.
Right there. Just shot all over this neighborhood. Nobody's doing a freaking thing. All right, let's go to the next one. April color video. While the FBI aggressively raids the homes of high-profile conservatives, they do absolutely nothing about Aurora, Colorado. Play for me, Ness.
Video from just outside Denver. It shows a group of men. They're believed to be members of the gang Tren de Agua, armed with handguns and a scope rifle. And they're just walking through an apartment complex. Now, there's been allegations that these gangs have completely taken this building over. And while Fox hasn't confirmed that, the video does suggest a frightening example of gang activity, and the residents are terrified. Joining me now is Danielle Jarinski, Aurora City Council member. Danielle, this is a shocking video, and there are rumors that they have taken over several buildings. We haven't confirmed that here, but I want to know what you're hearing, and I specifically want to know why police or federal law enforcement or someone cannot remove an alleged Venezuelan gang from a building.
Well, what's going on here, Kaylee, is exactly what it looks like. This gang has taken over several complexes in Aurora. Our mayor, Mike Kaufman, was on a program earlier on Fox this afternoon, and he said definitively three properties have been taken over by this gang. I do believe it's actually more than that, but this is what they're doing. They are patrolling these complexes with guns. They go in, they beat up the staff, they hold guns to their heads, staff flees. And as far as local law enforcement, I believe at this point that this is far beyond any one local law enforcement agency taking this on. And we need our state and federal partners to step in at this point.
Yeah, I've read that these gangs are actually collecting rent. I mean, it's stunning what we're watching. But there's one resident, I couldn't believe this. This is how she has to live her life.
Every day when we come home, we have to do this every time we go outside to take out the garbage. Every time we try to go to bed at night, we have to keep it like this so nobody can kick in the door.
So that woman has to live like that in the United States of America. Here's another one for you, Matt Video. Wait a minute, Venezuelan immigrants now spotted taking over Humboldt Park in Chicago. Play it for me, Ness.
Venezuelan people taking over Humboldt Park in Chicago for a celebration. Streets closed off, traffic nonstop.
There are reasons that we have an army. There's a reason why we have a United States Marine Corps. There is a reason why we have state police and local police, where illegal Venezuelan border invaders, when they decide to shut down a highway, they need to get cleared out by freaking force. When illegal Venezuelan border invading prison gangs called Tren de Agua take over Aurora, Colorado, swaths up to 8 blocks of Aurora, Colorado, somebody needs to go in and by force take them down. Why are they allowed to do that? What if I were to do what they just did in Humboldt Park, Chicago, and I just stop in the middle of the street? I would be gang tackled by 10 police officers. They can stand there and do whatever they want because they are a special class of human.
Yep.
They're allowed to commit just obvious acts of lawlessness right in front of everybody's face, and nobody does a thing about it. I mean, absolutely just audacious acts of lawlessness, and nobody cares. Why? Because if you do care, Jared Polis in Aurora, Colorado, called that city councilwoman, that Aurora city councilwoman. He said that all of this is a figment of her imagination. That's a quote. All this is a figment of her imagination. You have blocks of Aurora, Colorado that are gone, and nobody does a thing about it. They're not even wearing their obligatory COVID mask to hide their faces. It's just very convenient that we've had this huge, I don't even want to call it uptick, but I hate to use COVID terms, but I'm going to use one. We had this huge surge of crime, and everybody is very conveniently able to cover their faces now because the globalists unleashed masks on the globe.
Yeah.
So they can all now lawfully wear a mask everywhere they go, even though we're 4.5 years into 15 days to flatten the curve. I could stay on this. I don't want to stay. I could stay on Aurora again for the whether it's the wall or whatever. Again, 3 hours. But let me show you this because it's funny. I'll lighten the mood now, at least temporarily. Kamala Harris, here we go again. Tim Pond lying about everything. Kamala Harris, Tim Pond. Oh, Tim Pond, he also lied about in vitro fertilization for his wife.
Yep.
That's another lie. He lied about IVF. He said that we rely on IVF because they think it's got an Achilles heel for Trump. And suddenly we found out, too, over the last month that Michelle Obama got pregnant through IVF. We know, did anybody, did you ever hear that before?
Nope.
But she said this from the national stage that she got pregnant through IVF. And Tim Pond says that he and his wife got pregnant through IVF until his wife, 3 days later, came out and said they didn't.
Oops.
And then that was, of course, weird that Dana Bash didn't ask him. Tim Pond, why is it that you say that you were a command sergeant major? Why is it that you said that you were in Bagram Air Force Base? Why is it that you said that you carried weapons of war? Why is it that you said that your wife got pregnant through IVF? Why is that? Why is it that you said that you started your political career because you got snubbed by George W. Bush when you were already a Democratic Party activist long before that? Why is it one lie after another, just like Joe Biden, one lie after another? Well, Kamala's, of course, is exactly the same way. Kamala has lied about working at McDonald's. Why? Why? Why would you lie about working? You know, here's the thing. You can go to corporate Taco Bell right now. Corporate Taco Bell right now. I'm trying to make sure if I get the year right. But somewhere around 88, 89, I worked as a steamer.
Yes.
At Taco Bell. Because, once again, I didn't qualify to be a stuffer. So when you go into Taco Bell, they actually try you out. The smart people become stuffers. The stupid people become steamers. Because when you're a steamer, all you got to do is reach into their oven and get out the little tortillas all day long. It's a big swath of steam hits you in the face. So you're a steamer. And I went in there with a buddy of mine. He qualified as a stuffer, and I got sent to be a steamer. And there's a record that I worked there because back that time I was a college football player, University of Central Florida. Big dude. I'm still big, but I was bigger then. And we didn't fit into the uniforms. I mean, they have the little beanie hats. I mean, literally like that. And we had a little vest like came just below my nipples. Stop laughing, Aaron. And I had to wear these like orange,
I can picture it.
This orange outfit, Taco Bell. But the great thing was we were both broke and you were allowed to have free food. So we ate free Taco Bell all night long, 8 hours worth of free Taco Bell. That's what we completely relied on. That was it. Then we fasted until the next shift because we had no money. But Kamala, she doesn't have a legitimate experience in life. She says that she grew up in Oakland. She grew up in Berkeley. She doesn't understand that Kamala Harris is going to be on school records in Berkeley when you say you grew up in Oakland and you were actually raised in Canada? It's amazing to me. Joe Biden says that he finished with 3 degrees. Do you not realize, Joe, that they actually keep those records? Joe Biden says that he was going to go into the Naval Academy, that he was accepted into Annapolis, and the only reason why he didn't take it was because Roger Staubach was the quarterback. And then Joe Biden never plays college football after that, and he was never accepted to the Naval Academy?
Yeah.
How can you ever vote for a Democrat? You're like, Tom, sometimes Republicans pull up. Yeah, but Republicans eat their own. George Santos lied and made sure it kicked him out of Congress. Kamala Harris lying about working at McDonald's would be the dumbest thing possible to lie about, says Clay Travis, which he's right. Because you know what? There's something called corporate McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
They have corporate records that go all the way back to the 60s. But there doesn't appear to be any record she ever worked there. Kenny Webster at the bottom, a source at McDonald's corporate, tells me they have no record of a Kamala Harris ever working for them.
Huh.
Around the time and place, she claims. I did fries, Kamala claims. Well, I don't even want to think what that means. She worked at McDonald's, but she never mentioned it until she ran for president. And there's no record of her ever working at McDonald's. Go, Aaron.
Do you think maybe if they search under the name Mamala,
maybe Mamala, maybe Mamala. Maybe they're mispronouncing it because maybe they're, you know, it's Kamala and they're saying Kamala. Well, here's the thing. Donald Trump has responded to this claim. Bama Jean's video. Play for me, Ness.
If she's going to say it, I'm going to say it, okay? I worked at McDonald's, too. I worked there a long time. I actually started the company. I was great friends, got along very well with Ronald McDonald. They said it's Ron and Don. They said it's Ron and Don. I recently brought back the $5 meal deal. I got on the phone with Ronald McDonald, and I said, Ron, listen, just like I handled Abdul with Afghanistan, you know what I'm talking about. I said, Ron, if you don't bring back the $5 meal deal, we're going to drone your house. Look at your beautiful house. We're going to take it out, and you're going to be in there. And he said, sir, we're bringing back the $5 meal deal because Kamalanomics has destroyed people's wallets. It's destroyed your bank account. And she says she worked at McDonald's, and a lot of people are saying that's fake news, but maybe she did, and maybe that's where she learned how to serve those big, beautiful word salads. But if she's going to say it, I'm going to say it. The Golden Arches, I built them with my own two hands. We made the greatest McNuggets. We were going to call them something else, but we called them McNuggets because we wanted to stay. They call it on brand. I worked at McDonald's. I founded McDonald's. I was great friends with Ronald McDonald, and it is because of me that that company is doing so well. If she's going to say it, I'm going to say it. Believe me.
The awesome Sean Farris, of course. All right, everybody. I didn't make it. 7 minutes over. Aaron says it doesn't count until I actually call it off. So I know I'm gonna finish, and then whoever got the accurate time, contact Aaron via the chat and let us know. We're going to mail you TLP gear. 10:14 right now. So 10:14 is the winner because I'm going to be done here in the next 30 seconds. All right, so stick around for the post game. I'll be in the chat during the post game. We're finishing once again with Leonard Skinner. Different song,
yeah,
but
baby.
We are finishing the week with Leonard Skinner, my favorite band. Kid came up to me at church. He said, who is your favorite singer? And I think he expected me to say a Christian singer, but I can't. And my favorite singer of all time is Ronnie Van Zant from Leonard Skinner. Love you guys. Thank you. Oh, join us at Foundation Church this weekend. Let's break 600. Let's break 1,000, shall we? Oh, we're not going to be, 10:14 is not going to count because now I got to read the Rumble Rant. Rumble Rants, thank you, Tammy L. Margriter, Nude Monk, Jesse Mighty Name, Buckeye Nut, 1968, Nitsuao, something like that, 99. Thank you guys so much for giving. Make sure you join us at Foundation Church. You'll see Aaron rocking and rolling starting around 11:15, 11:20. I'll come in, not 11, 10:15, 10, yeah. 10:20. I'll come in about 11 o'clock, start preaching. Join us at Foundation Church this Sunday. You got to be part of a church. You haven't given your life to Jesus. You got to give your life to Jesus. Listen, politics and winning politics is great, and I want to win, but what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? So join us in church, Foundation Church, this Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern. 10:15 is the winning time. Love you. I'll be in the chat during the post game. Stick around for it. Leonard Skinner's the last song. Love you guys. God bless you. See you Sunday morning. That if you did what God wanted you to do every day for years, you would never see your prayers go unanswered. And I mean specifically. I don't mean, well, yeah, they were answered, but it really wasn't what I wanted, so I'm getting the deep meaning out of it. No! I'm talking about specifically what you want. If you did what you're supposed to do every day for years, they would get all of your prayer requests and all the answers would get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, just sitting under the word of God. There's nobody, I tried that. You didn't try it but for a week. You didn't try it but for a month. You didn't try it but for a year. You go to anybody who's done it year after year after year. They, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10, never stumble. Never.
If you enjoyed watching the Tom Lipley podcast, please consider investing in our program. Go to TomLipley.com and donate $25 or more, and we will send you this TLP mug warmer. We look forward to you tuning in next week, and thank you for giving.